Well, it has been a long 18-month wait since the pandemic began, but today, finally, the big lights down on Broadway are firing back up. Theatergoers have much to celebrate today, as do the people behind the productions. And for more on that, Yahoo Finance's Alexis Christophorus is down there for us today on The Big Return, and she has a special guest. Alexis?
Thanks, Zach. Big day for theater lovers and the theater community. I am joined by two-time Tony Award-nominated Broadway actor and producer Constantine Maroulas. It is great to see you, my friend.
And you.
So it's been 18 long months. Tell me what this time has been like for you and your colleagues.
It's been difficult. Been very difficult for all of us and our families. We forget it's not just about actors. It's designers. It's, you know, stagehands, front-of-house people, theaters across the country, college, communities. We've all been devastated by the pandemic, as really everybody has been, but we're so excited to get back to work. We need you. You need us. We all need a little bit of an escape. The theater is the best, so today is a big day.
For sure, and I know that you've already gotten back to some live performing. You were at MetLife Stadium this past weekend, opening for the New York Giants. Wish they had a better game.
That's true.
But tell me what that was like, being back in front of a live audience.
You know, I've been really lucky. I've gotten to work a lot this summer, sort of carefully, one-offs here and there, out with my band, Foreigner's Journey, or solo, and certainly being back, Giants Stadium. It's still Giants Stadium to me. Sorry, MetLife. You know, I'm a big fan. To get on stage, all the excitement, you know, it feels like we're getting back to some sense of normalcy, which is nice. We're not all the way there yet, but we're getting there, and it feels good just to get back to work.
Now, I know during the pandemic, you started a radio show on WABC here in New York. And the thing is, you can do radio even during a pandemic, and you can social distance. And this is a rock-based show, because what else would it be?
Of course.
With Constantine Maroulas at the helm. Tell me about that experience.
Well, I grew up with WABC.
Yeah.
On the weekends, we're getting away from the politics, away from the talk. Music radio, 77, WABC, iconic call letters, of course. I grew up with Bob Grant and pop radio and Cousin Brucey. He's back. My show leads us all the way into Cousin Brucey.
Oh, that must be crazy for
you. It's pretty cool. Every Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern to 6 p.m. Eastern, or you can stream it worldwide, wabcmusicradio.com. Huge guests, great interviews. I do entertainment reports throughout the week. It's been a dream.
I mean,
I love, the radio is still super vital and important, and a great way to push out music. We got awesome guests, from Broadway stars to rock stars to, you know, I had these Peloton stars on the other day, so we do a lot of cool stuff.
We talk to those folks, too.
They're awesome. I mean, that's huge.
I know that you are also a producer. You were a producer on Spring Awakening. Talk to me about interest from the investment community right now on Broadway.
Sure.
Are they skittish? Is there money out there that's being put to work?
Of course there is some skittish, you know, vibes going on out there, but Broadway always comes back. We came back after 9/11. We've come back after the financial collapse. It always bounces back big time. And like anything, you know, there's risk. Maybe one out of five shows really goes out there and becomes successful and recoups their investment. But look, I think invest in what you like, not just what you think might make money. Invest in something you're passionate about, but definitely support the arts, because we need you and you need us.
Absolutely. And in speaking about doing something you're passionate about, you are dropping a single today. It is a duet in honor of Broadway.
Yes.
It's from a show from Wicked.
Yes.
And you actually have your recording artist with you. Just
Kendra,
happens to be here.
Kendra Erica in the house. Amazing EDM recording artist. We put out this song today, As Long As You're Mine, from Stephen Schwartz's Wicked, one of the biggest and all-time most iconic Broadway shows. We wanted to put out this song to celebrate all of our colleagues on Broadway. It's got a whole new twist, a whole new vibe, and I think it exudes like the excitement we all feel to get back to work. And Broadway audience is returning, and this beautiful city, Gotham, is the best. We love it here on Broadway. I mean, come on, she lives in Florida, but come on, New York is awesome, right?
What do you think about this energy here?
Well, to go back to the Boca Raton is like the eighth borough of New York.
So. That is true.
I'm down in Boca.
So listen, and talk about like everything coming back to life. How vital is Broadway to like New York City reopening?
The restaurants. Thanks, Poppy.
Times
Square,
baby. He's got lots of fans here.
The hotels, the restaurants, the tourism. Like I said, the front of house people, that all of their families are affected. You know, New York Transit, whatnot. it's a cyclical effect. It's a domino effect. When Broadway is popping,
yeah,
things are really good in New York, you know? So absolutely, come support shows. I said this on my radio show the other day. I just want to see a crappy show. I just want to sit in an audience.
Actually, what show are you most excited about seeing right now?
Wow, there's some great stuff. You know, I still haven't seen To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, and that is coming back.
One of my favorite books of all time. The play is apparently amazing. Jeff Daniels is coming back. So I'd love to see that play.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like a musical. You know what? I might just go see Phantom of the Opera, like a classic.
A classic. You
know? You
cannot go wrong.
I'm going to go see Hades Town, everything.
All right, listen. Constantine Maroulis, welcome back to Broadway.
You.
So good to see you. Best of luck, Kendra, with the single that's out today.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much. We're going to send it back to the studio.